Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
You know a product is iconic when it's featured on the popular television show, The Office.
I am going to have to let you go.
What? Why?
Why? Well, theft and stealing.
What am I supposed to have stolen?
Post-it notes.
Post-it notes?
Yeah.
But Post-its have been around since long before notoriously bad boss Michael Scott came along. Here's Kate Roberts of the Minnesota Historical Society explaining how Art Fry at the company 3M came up with the idea.
An adhesive had been developed within 3M that was able to stick for a while, but then, of course, it came off. Now, you'd think that there would be a use for that, but in fact, it had been set aside. And then there was the day that Art Fry was singing in his church choir, and he was marking the pages in his hymnal with all sorts of different little scraps of paper, and the light bulb went off. It's like, if I could have a piece of paper that stuck to my hymnal that I could then remove without leaving residue, without wrecking the book, I'd really have something.
3M started in 1902 in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and is responsible for a number of ubiquitous household products, including Scotch tape and Thinsulate.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.